MichaelRoysenMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I am Dr. Mike Roizen, and we have for you someone who epitomizes our call, if you will. Mitch, we always say that this program is about taking control of your genes so you can live the best life possible. When I have someone who has cancer or who worries about cancer and has a diagnosis of cancer in any way, I try and get them to Dr. Mitch Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, who's written this wonderful book called The Gene Therapy Plan, Taking Control of Your Genetic Destiny with Diet and Lifestyle. Because Mitch not only is a classic oncologist knowing the latest and best therapies, but he also is someone who integrates lifestyle and other modes of therapy with that to give you the best outcome. So Mitch, thank you very much for one, writing the book, The Gene Therapy Plan, and two, for coming on the show. You always are wonderful.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike, and it's always great to work with you, and I know we share the same philosophy and same interpretation of where science and medicine is going.
I have to read one of the quotes on the back of the book. This is from Sheldon Mark Feldman, because it's exactly how I feel about you. Dr. Gaynor is a visionary healer. This is a comprehensive, coherent, practical, and easily digestible resource, that is, he's talking about the book, The Gene Therapy Plan, for all who wish to tip the balance away from disease towards health and wellness. I couldn't have written anything better about this book. And by the way, if you want to find out more about The Gene Therapy Plan, not only continue listening to us now, but go to Gene Changer, GeneChanger.com, GeneChanger.com, and learn more about Mitch and the Gene Therapy Plan. So, Mitch, one of the things that you bring out extensively in the book is how, if you will, certain things in diet and a balance in diet are really key to having your genes, if you will, function at their best level, or the level that makes you the healthiest. Talk to us about the third, and the how you came upon this.
Well, it's really amazing, because what we used to think was that the genes that you were born with really were like eye color and hair color. It just determined your health future. So if you had a strong family history of cancer, or a strong family history of people being overweight or having diabetes or premature aging or Alzheimer's, we used to think that you had those genes as well, and that was going to be your genetic destiny. What we know now is that the function of those genes, the expression of those genes, their dynamics, they can change throughout your entire lifetime by the foods that you're putting in your body. So I start the book by talking about the rule of thirds, which really is the first diet plan that's written for gene expression, because that is what determines whether we're going to be healthy or whether we're going to be sick. And it's literally thousands of genes that have to do with everything from detoxification to inflammation, to brain cell death, to how we metabolize sugar. So what the rule of thirds is, that is a third of your total daily calories should come from healthy proteins such as lean meats, raw vegetables. A lot of people don't realize raw vegetables are loaded with protein, lentils, nuts, and a third should come from healthy complex carbs, such as organic whole grains like spelt, barley, Swiss cheeses, fruits, and a third should come from healthy fats with about a 3-to-1 mix of omega-6 to omega-3s. Examples of omega-6s are olive oil, which are loaded with a lot of anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer nutrients as well, is what, and coconut oil, which is probably the best cooking oil because it has the highest smoke point. That way it's not, when you heat it, it's not producing pro-inflammatory free radicals, and it's also loaded with lauric acid, which is very important for immune system function and inflammation. So if you're following that general rule of thirds, you're basically getting on a macro level all the foods you need. One thing about the protein, it's best to spread it out over the course of the day. So if you want 90 grams of protein, for instance, you want to get about 30 grams in the morning, 30 in the afternoon, 30 in the evening. That's found to do two things. It's found to increase how full you feel all the time. And two, it's found to help build about 25% more muscle mass.
Now, how do you – now, let me go and – so when you're talking about the omega-9 olive oil – and you talk about the cooking with it. You don't want to cook at high temperatures with it, but you want to use it on foods or with foods. And one of our listeners already sent in a question saying, I thought olive oil is a great thing for roasting vegetables with. That is, they use it at 275 or so in an oven. Is that okay, she said, or does that denature the olive oil too much?
It's very interesting. That's such an excellent point, and it confuses a lot of people. And I'll tell you where the confusion comes in. First, I'll just state the three best cooking oils that are safest for not forming any free radicals or anything. Coconut would be number one. Cold-pressed grapeseed oil would be number two. And then either butter or ghee, which is clarified butter used in Indian cooking, to be number three. Olive oil tends to denature at even very low heat. So, you know, anything, you know, above like 200, 225, you start to denature things like squalene, which is a very powerful anti-cancer. It's an omega-2 in olive oil and some of the other anti-inflammatories in there. On the other hand, you're not really harming yourself because that doesn't form, like canola oil and corn oil, a lot of the free radicals that damage your DNA and your tissues and form something called advanced glycation end products, which just come from damaged foods. But so it sort of just neutralizes the good effect. I recommend if you're using olive oil for maximum effect, you either drizzle it on something that's been cooked already or on something raw. But again, if you are roasting vegetables or something with it, you're probably not harming yourself, but you're not getting all the good effects possible.
Now, the other thing that people will ask me to challenge you on, just because I say how saturated fat is pro-inflammatory, and in fact breaks down the blood-brain barrier strongly. So they're going to say, well, you always warn about butter and coconut oil as being things that break down the blood-brain barrier, Mike, and allow inflammation to occur in the brain. He's saying the other thing. So
We're really more agreeing than disagreeing. But I know what you're getting at. You know, you don't want to have too much of anything, and I even talk throughout the book about a lot of the dangers of too much saturated fat. So you want to keep the level. It's just the Department of Health and Human Services about a month ago updated their guidelines. They do it every 5 years. And the major change from this 5 years, from 5 years ago, was that they felt that saturated fat was less of an issue than white sugar and white flour, refined sugar and refined flour. So the major cause of inflammation, brain aging.
Mitch, we're going to get back to the major cause of brain aging and aging in general. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike from Healthy Talk. When RadioMD listeners call or email me, they often ask what they can do to revitalize their aging body. That's when I tell them about the team of life extension scientists who have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of gynostenopentaphyllum and rose hips plant extracts promotes mitochondria production and optimizes cell energy production. Found in every cell, AMPK promotes longevity factors that have been shown to extend life in numerous organisms. Increasing AMPK signaling turns off many damaging effects of aging, thus enabling cells to return to their youthful vitality. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Don't let the month pass by without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. That's lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Michael Roizen. We're talking with one of my favorite people and someone I admire greatly, Dr. Mitch Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, author of The Gene Therapy Plan, Taking Control of Your Genetic Destiny with Diet and Lifestyle. And those of you who know me know that, and who listen to the show know that that's our real thought in the show, is how you get to control your genes with your choices. Mitch Gaynor does it beautifully in this book. You can find out more about the book at Gene Changer, GeneChanger.com. But we've got Mitch live and going to be able to tell us more about it. So Mitch, we were talking about what's the leading cause of inflammation. And one of those, and you were saying the leading cause is clearly simple sugar or just the blood sugar level.
Exactly. It's just, our fast food, processed food culture, which is loaded with refined sugar, refined flour, heat-damaged vegetable oils, which just preserve long shelf life. That promotes inflammation in a number of ways. One, when you even cook food at very dry heat, it's better to use moist heat. Overcooking food, charring food, cooking the oils at very high levels, that's how you are able to keep things in packages crisp for so long. What these do is they form something called advanced glycation end products, and that binds to collagen. It helps wrinkle your skin. If you look at people who become prematurely gray, you find a lot of hydrogen peroxide inside the hair and the hair follicle. And also, these types of processed sugars, processed flours, processed grains, they're not able to be digested well, so they interfere with something called your gut microbiome. These are the good bacteria in your gut, like lactobacillus, acidophilus, bifidobacillus. And when you get a dysbiosis in your gut, that literally causes your gut to release inflammatory chemicals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout your body. That in turn causes insulin resistance and leptin resistance. So all these inflammatory chemicals, they'll bind inside the cells to the insulin receptor, so your pancreas is making enough insulin, but it just can't get do its job and burn glucose. Your fat cells will make leptin, which is known as the hunger hormone. It's what makes you feel full, but the leptin can't do its job and make you feel full because all the receptor sites in the cells are bound by these inflammatory chemicals. So it's very important, to look and try and follow, my rule of thirds and also put the right anti-inflammatory foods in your body.
So one of the things that people ask always about and that you have great tables on are what are specific things to avoid for instance, avoiding cancer or there are spices and herbs and supplements. So for example, you have something about DHA in here and you have something about garlic in here and you have something, you have a lot on the cruciferous vegetables. Tell us about a little bit about your philosophy on supplements. Do you think we can get everything from diet? Should we be thinking about supplements, and which ones are your favorites?
Well, there are several things I think about supplements. Always best to go with the whole food when you can, but not everybody can. And there are certain things like vitamin D3. So many people have low D3 levels. It's next to impossible without a supplement to have an adequate amount of D3. If you eat the perfect diet for D3, which is important in everything, it helps you metabolize sugar, it helps you from becoming pre-diabetic. 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. That's a third of the country. It's very important in preserving brain cells, so if you don't want premature brain cell death, vitamin D is important. All your tumor suppressor genes dependent on D3. So you need to have your doctor, I have a table in the back, a test you must ask your doctor to do on you. 25 hydroxy vitamin D is what you measure for D3. So if you eat a perfect diet for D3, salmon, cottage cheese, yogurt, most you can get is 350 units. The least anybody needs, if you're living in a sunny climate, is about 1,000 units. If you're living up in the New York area where I live, you need at least probably 5,000, sometimes even more. But nobody should guess. You should know your levels and do it correctly. And then you can follow other parameters like C-reactive protein, see how your inflammation is doing, hemoglobin A1C, see how your overall sugar is being controlled. And so much of the time, I've had people recover from severe depression just by getting their vitamin D levels back up. I've had people lose 25 pounds.
And one of the important points in that is it, unfortunately, you have to have it repeatedly tested.
You do.
Because both we malabsorb it as we get older with certain foods we have. And secondly, the supplement products are irregular, even from the same manufacturer. There is some problem in manufacturing or producing vitamin D in a stable way, so that you have to have it repeatedly tested.
Absolutely. That's a very, very good point. And another thing that's really become standard of care, a lot of people are on statins now for high cholesterol, and it's become standard of medical care to give CoQ10. If you're on a statin, because it depletes the CoQ10 in your muscle, in your brain, can cause profound muscle weakness in certain people, so you want to make sure you do that as well. And then there's turmeric. A lot of people will consume turmeric in their food. That's what gives curry its yellow color. But it inhibits cancer in about 25 different ways, lowers inflammation, helps metabolize sugar, but you can take that in terms of supplement as well, up to 400 milligrams twice a day. That's best absorbed with black pepper or a chemical called piperine in black pepper. Also, a probiotic is a reasonable thing for a lot of people to take, especially lactobacillus and acidophilus, and eating fermented foods like miso, tofu, yogurt without any added sugar, especially Greek yogurt with kefir cultures, key for maintaining your gut microbiome.
And so one of the great things that you get in the gene therapy plan, this book, is an appendix which goes through all of the gene therapy foods and health benefits, but it's not just about food. He talks about exercise and stress management. It's really a complete book. Mitch, I want to thank you an awful lot. Mitch Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R. The book is The Gene Therapy Plan. GeneChanger.com is the way to get more about it. GeneChanger.com. It's a really wonderful book, and you can learn, just as I have, an awful lot about it and about what you want to do. It's a wonderful addition to every library. And cooking, there's a lot of recipes in here. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We hope you will be too. Thank you, Mitch, and thank you for listening.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.